Well, you don't need me to tell you that the lockdown has had a devastating effect on the charity sector. One point in particular, of course, is all the charity shops that we see all across Cambridge and South Cambridgeshire have closed their doors, volunteers unable to work. But one charity that has worked its way around it and thinks it's got the solution is Breaks. They're an East Anglian-based charity. They've got shops in Cambridgeshire, Suffolk and Norfolk. They're based in Norwich. And Sandra Portis, who's their head of commercial services, joins me on the line. Sandra, hello there.
Hello.
So, tell us about Breaks. What is it that you do?
So, Break has been in existence since 1968. So, we are a well-established, long-established, as you said, regional charity. We work with young people and adults who are on the edge of care, in care and leaving care. So, that means we have children's homes in the East Anglian region. We also very much work, especially in Cambridgeshire, with children who have young people who have left care. So we've got quite innovative services where we provide emotional well-being, we provide employment pathways. So we help young people on the next stage of their journey once they've left care, and have got some quite brilliant outcomes in that area. And our charity shops and our fundraising helps to fund that aspect of our work.
So I'm guessing, like many charities, this whole it's a standard model of fundraising, isn't it? It's fundraising off on one angle, and then the shops bringing in a fair degree of income on the other. So how did the lockdown affect you?
Well, as you can imagine, we had to shut our shops, or we actually worked out that we would need to shut our shops shortly before the government instructed everybody to go into lockdown. So we had to literally close our shops in a matter of hours, 45 shops. Which meant that we had to put everybody, furlough everybody, that's our paid staff, and obviously our volunteers, could no longer turn up to work in all our shops. So we have around 900 volunteers who volunteer across all of our 45 shops. And clearly, we wanted to keep in contact with people because none of us knew how long this would last, how long this would be for. So we also really, had to look at, obviously, claiming the furlough from the government, and we were able to claim some grants for some of our premises, which any other charity's been able to do so for retail operations. But we then very much had to look at, well, what else can we look at doing? Clearly, some of our services, our care services, the concept of lockdown and then ceasing to operate didn't exist at all. So we had to ensure the safety and well-being of the young people in our care and our staff. But we've been absolutely overwhelmed in our care services by the commitment our staff have shown. But the lockdown has had a devastating effect on a loss of income in fundraising and retail.
But rather than just sit there wringing your hands, you decided to do something about it.
We did. We kind of said, well, nobody knows, and we still don't know whether there's going to be another wave, whether how long this is going to go on for. So we opened some shops on the 15th of June. We're opening them in a phased way. But we also looked at eBay for selling using that as a sales channel. And what we've done to date really is kind of used it very much as a sales channel for vintage, but we haven't really used it, I would say, in anger. So we put some of our items through it, but we've really had a project to investigate how can we make better use of this as a sales tool, because clearly it presents opportunities whilst the shops are open, but in the event of a second wave as well, it clearly is a channel that we can make much better use of going forward.
And had you got any previous experience of working online, or was it just a case of, right, let's give this a try when the lockdown happened?
Well, we had some of our shops in, so we have some shops in the West Country, and some of those shops had been using it as a sales tool. But I would say that we've kind of been using it in a very we hadn't been using it in a way that we maybe can use it going forward. So we've recognised that it can be used across all of our shops to broaden our reach and to broaden our customer base.
So you're taking as stuff comes in, as donations come in, rather than just go through them all, put them out on the shelves, you've got somebody who goes, that would work well online, that's something that would sell?
Yes, I mean, the physical movement of stock, we've looked at, there are some things that sell really well on eBay that clearly, you know, in a shop may not achieve the same price as it would on eBay. So we've been looking at which items would sell really well on eBay, which items is it easy to transport, because clearly if you're transporting china, it doesn't necessarily move very well from A to B.
Yeah, indeed. All right, so looking forward then, as you say, you've got some shops open and more to come, but you'll keep the online thing going?
We will. We're actually going to, we've devised a model for using online, and so we can, we will carefully select the items that go online, and we've come up with a plan for using online in a different way than what we've used now. We're going to take advantage of eBay's training and support, so we are going to be recruiting some more volunteers to help us run this new enterprise. And we will be taking full advantage of eBay's training that they've offered us. So
that's really interesting. Excited. Yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? So it's not just a case of, oh, we'll open an eBay shop and see how we get on. You've actually had direct support from them, have you?
Yep, direct support from them. They've got some webinars that they've invited us to attend, and we've had a project where we've use some expertise that we've got internally to kind of pick people's brains about, and we've done quite a lot of research ourselves into the different models that you can use for using eBay and using it as a sales tool. So we've kind of created an operational plan for how we're going to use it as another selling tool for us. Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Now, I see that there's a coalition, by the way, eBay getting involved in, or the UK branch of eBay getting involved in this, alongside the Charity Retail Association and others, calling on the government to set up a digital innovation fund. You think this is a good idea, do you?
I think, any support where people can promote, clearly there are an awful lot of people, private sellers using eBay, but actually some kind of assistance for charities to be more digital, I think, will be most welcome.
Excellent. And how about the shop? You've got a shop in Sawston, is that right?
We have. We actually opened the shop on the 11th of March.
Oh.
So it had the unenviable task of closing itself down within a month of opening. But it reopened on the 15th of June, and we've been overwhelmed by the local support for people coming in and giving us donations and just really, showing their support for a very newly opened shop. We've got one in March as well, so that's obviously not a million miles away from Cambridge. But we've been really blown away by the local support in Sawston.
Fantastic. Well, Sandra, it's lovely to hear a bit of positive news coming out of this. You sound quite upbeat about coming out of the lockdown with this.
We certainly are. I mean, as I said, our services, certainly, the care services that we provide don't stop. They can't stop. And, we're very positive about the future. So, we're using, whilst, the lockdown is not an easy situation to be in, we're absolutely finding the positives and repurposing things wherever we can.
Excellent stuff. That's good news. Well, Sandra, thanks ever so much indeed for coming on the line and telling us about it. And best of luck with everything that's going on at Break.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me along to talk. Thank you.